Report: Harris campaign blocked media from speaking with voters at PA rally. By Wendell Hasebo on July 30, 2024. The Harris campaign reportedly prohibited establishment media reporters from speaking with voters outside a rally in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, on Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris's lack of media accessibility suggests she might be concerned about the media interviewing voters about her radical record. It also indicates she might run a similar campaign to President Joe Biden, who seldomly held solo press conferences and rarely sat for live interviews. GovTrack's scorecard ranked Harris as the most liberal senator in 2019, further left than socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. However, GovTrack rescinded that report in July, noting that its conclusion was drawn from a single calendar year of data, which is not sufficient to create a reliable portrait of the activity of legislators. Furthermore, The New York Times rated Harris as the least electable of 10 possible Democrat nominees. More is here on Harris's radical record. Steve Peoples from the Associated Press reported the unusual campaign tactic Monday afternoon on X. Note that the Harris campaign staff here at PA event allowed me to leave the press bend to talk to voters after someone from Delaware headquarters intervened, Peoples added in a second post. Harris's relationship with the media will likely be tested as her so-called honeymoon phase winds down. Harris has yet to sit for a one-on-one interview after becoming the Democrat Party's de facto nominee, perhaps fearing a confrontation on policy. Harris's policies seem to be shifting by the day. Citing anonymous campaign officials, The New York Times reported Monday that Harris supports fracking, wants to increase funding for the border, does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons to the government, and no longer supports a single-payer health insurance program. "Our strategy hasn't changed," Trump campaign national spokeswoman Caroline Levitt told Politico Playbook on Monday. "Kamala Harris is just as incompetent as Joe Biden and even more liberal. Not only does Kamala need to defend her support of Joe Biden's failed agenda over the past 4 years, she also needs to answer for her own terrible week on crime record in California. A vote for Kamala is a vote to continue inflation, open borders, high gas prices, and war around the world." Only 39% of registered independents say Harris is qualified to be president, an Economist/YouGov poll found. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.